right, everybody. Welcome back to a nice, simple, classic edition of Grim Scenarios. I think the last time you saw us was probably our live show from DC, which was a blast. We had a ton of fun there. But now we're back on our normal bowl.
Home turf!
Which is recording our podcast electronically. And here for episode, who the heck knows anymore? It's some number.
It's in the 30s. It's solidly in the 30s.
Yeah, which means, like, we've been going for just about 9 months, so we've missed a solid number of episodes in that
period.
But not as many as I thought we would.
No, I'm surprised.
What we're not missing is, of course, that TPI has released another new character, and we thought we'd talk about it.
Gotta talk about the new ones.
Is called the Banshee. And despite the Banshee's most, like, relatively notable pop culture appearance as, like, a monster in Dungeons & Dragons, it's a townsfolk here. Which sort of makes sense. Banshee is an Irish folklore creature, a woman of a female spirit of lament and mourning. So not necessarily inherently evil in all its aspects. And here it's a townsfolk. It's a demon's bane category of townsfolk, so it's filling similar roles on scripts to, like, raven keeper, farmer, sage, to a lesser degree, soldier and fool. And its ability is, if the demon kills you, all players learn this. From now on, you may nominate twice per day and vote twice per nomination. Now, before we just talking about, we get talking about the strategy.
What? A dead character that can nominate?
Yeah, the Banshee allows for a lot of silliness, and I think a lot of people know that I like some fair amount of silliness in my Blood on the Clock Tower. Just talking about how you run this, if you're storytelling it, when the Banshee dies in the night from the demon, it has to be the demon specifically that kills it, you essentially immediately publicly announce, while everyone's eyes are still closed, that the Banshee has died. You don't say who it is, and you can have a lot of fun with the flavor there. Feel free to, like, screech or, like, offer some flavorful color commentary on a Banshee dying. And then you get to the fun part, which is the Banshee gets to nominate and vote, which means the Banshee can vote twice per day. How do they do that? Well, you have two hands. So one hand is one vote, two hands is two votes. Put your hands in there like you just don't care.
You can use them to vote twice on the same nomination, or you could use them to vote once on two different nominations.
Or you can use them to vote twice on every nomination that day. Yeah. You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't need a vote token to vote, even though you're dead. You can nominate even more than you could when you were alive. It's a pretty wild and wacky thing. Look, you think I'm missing any of sort of the baseline stuff about the Banshee before we got into the strategy?
I think one other just notable thing about it is that it comes with hard confirmation, which is because the storyteller does announce that you've died, which is something that's very hard for evil players to fake, which puts it in the same realm a little bit as Virgin. In Night Watchman, you know, those sorts of confirmation characters, in addition to being a demon bane. And I think that combination of confirmation and demon bane is very scary for the evil team.
Yeah. Essentially, if you're evil, you probably don't want to be killing a banshee very often. you don't want to be killing
Banshees. Yeah, you don't want to kill the Banshee. It's much like the Sage. It's much like the Sage in SNV. It's not necessarily going to instantly end the game in the way that the Sage might, but it's gonna make good. It's sort of like a reverse Plague Doctor in a sense. Like the Plague Doctor kind of supercharges the evil team. It kind of gives them another tool to use. It kind of supercharges the good team. It gives them extra votes. It gives them an extra voter. It gives them an extra nominator, a permanent nominator, which we should talk about as well.
Yeah. Like, if the Banshee can get social trust, which is social trust is sort of a nebulous term, but like social trust is the currency of people in the game trusting you. That can come from mechanical things. It can become from them socially trusting how you're playing. But if the Banshee can get social trust, it means that the traditional all evil final three is no longer a concern, because either the evil team will kill the Banshee because they're trusted and the Banshee will always be denominate even on final three, or the evil team will leave the Banshee alone because they're the Banshee and the Banshee will be denominate in final three. Like, these are the two options the evil has. They don't have the opportunity of just killing off a socially trusted player if that player is the Banshee.
Yeah. And I think we see on this script, and I think in the concept development for scripts that feature Banshee, you probably are going to see characters that allow the Banshee to be turned evil to foreshorten in some way that social mm-hmm. trust, or at least provide reasons why that social trust wouldn't necessarily have the same value.
Yeah, and the release script, which is called Shriek, with seven E's and an exclamation point, features a few ways that sort of the Banshee can become a little trickier for good to navigate. There's a bounty hunter, so you do have to account for the possibility the Banshee could be evil. There's a heretic.
Very excited to talk about heretic.
So maybe that voting and nomination power is a little harder to wield because you don't know your win condition if you're good.
Vortox can manipulate the information the good team has and cause the Banshee to act, you know, against the good team's actual interests.
You can Serenovus mad a dead Banshee into forcing them to claim they're not the Banshee, which makes it hard for them to try to nominate when they're dead because jugglers can't nominate while dead. That's a weird thing you're trying to do, Mr. Juggler over there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff here.
Harpy, you know, Harpy has the same ability to direct in some way how the Banshee has to use their ability to some extent.
You can Serenova's dead players who aren't the Banshee as the Banshee. Like, lots of weird things here. Some, like, very light script building recommendations. Obviously, is very new. We haven't had a lot of time to develop scripts with it. Probably don't do a lot of Nodashi Banshee stuff. Like, a Banshee who doesn't go off because they're Nodashi poisoned, if that's your major misinformation source, is going to be really pointing at that Nodashi as, hey, I'm a Banshee who died at night and the storyteller didn't stop the game to announce my death. That's weird. Let's kill my neighbors.
I think Widow also probably doesn't work great with Banshee. Not because it's not valid to have a target that the Widow would want to poison in the Banshee, but because it's such an obvious poison for the Widow, it takes away some player agency by sort of, in a sense, forcing their hand by putting that character in the...
Just like with Grim Peakers in general, like, I'm not saying you can't have them on your Banshee script, but because evil's probably rarely going to want to execute, kill a Banshee, because they're probably going to want to try to get town to execute them for them. They're going to try to socially frame them.
Poison killing a Banshee is just not that, you know, it's like with all Grim Peaker and Demon Bane combos. There's just some unfun things that can happen.
Yeah. So it's a bit of an odd character. It's doing some interesting and different stuff.
I like that it unlocks some things that really break how the game is played, like break the rules in a new and different way, kind of remove the idea of an all evil final three. You know, it was something actually that in the release game, Ben had to explain to chat, which was that, yeah, there's three players left alive. They could all be evil, right? We end the game, and I think it's something that's worth mentioning, and I talk about it sometimes as well when I talk about storytelling. We end games on final three when all three players are evil and they all know that they're evil because the game is just mechanically, realistically over, but that's not actually how the game ends. The rules don't say that three evils left alive is an end game condition, right? We do that out of convenience. We don't do that because that's actually...
Yeah. We do that because it's generally not fun for a good team to sit there and watch the three evil living evil players chortle about who they're going to kill in the night. But the Banshee gets steps in the foot in that and says, all right, fine. You did it, evil. You got us to the end game. You still have to deal with the Banshee. It's sort of like a last resort for the good team in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And And I think that kind of fits, like, that piece of it really kind of fits the theme of the character really well, like that the Banshee is this sort of lingering spirit that the evil team still has to kind of fight off at the very last second. So I think that's kind of cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool design.
Well, anyway, Milk, you're going to play as the Banshee in this first scenario.
Woohoo!
Sitting up in seat one.
Me, Banshee, sit in seat one. Got it.
Yes. And we're going to sort of break the scenario into two phases. Like, and talking about mythical female-shaped creatures that might be associated with loud noises. The harpy does want you to be mad at seat 10.
At seat 10. Mad at seat 10. All right. Let's go out to the grim and we'll deal with this. All right. I'm mad at seat 10. Mad at seat 10. Seat 10 is evil. I got it.
Yeah. Now, of course, well, like some Demon's Pains characters might try to break harpy madness at night to trigger their ability, like a Ravenkeeper farmer might have that option. You don't really have that choice as a Banshee because the harpy is not the demon.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of approaches that you can take when you've got a character, you don't really want to die to harpy madness, and you want to try to find some way to pretty much guarantee that you're going to live. And one way of doing that is to claim Bounty Hunter and say that you have a Bounty Hunter ping on that player. Now, that doesn't feel great because that's information the town's probably going to go after, but evil might think you're actually the Bounty Hunter, which if you're the Banshee is quite good. There might be another Bounty Hunter, which could cause problems. Maybe people think you're a Pixie Bounty Hunter. You know, there's a lot there. On this script specifically, you know, the roles that can kind of claim to think that someone is evil are really Bounty Hunter, Empath. On day one, not much else. Savant, maybe you could come up with a Savant statements that could point that way. Fisherman, maybe, you know. But realistically, I think we're just going to go Bounty Hunter and put a ping on seat 10 here. And that's okay, just the simplest way to look powerful and point our information in a direction.
Okay. All right, so you're going to try to go with the Bounty Hunter ping on seat 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and who do you want to talk to first to share the good news?
Oh, let's talk to my neighbors, because my neighbors might be an empath and they might believe me if they think I'm good. So let's talk to seat 2.
Okay, you go and talk to seat 2, and seat 2 goes, "Hey, Milk.
Hello, seat 2.
A little uncertain how to play my role this game."
Ooh, exciting. What do you got? Something good?
Well, I'm the klutz.
Okay.
And just, what do I do if it's a heretic game, Milk?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of people on this grim right now who are probably wondering the exact same thing, because we got a slayer out here who's going to try to shoot at somebody and they might hit the demon, and in a heretic game, that's just unfortunate. I think as a klutz, you've got to try to kind of listen out and figure out what the outsider count looks like. And if you can get a sense that you have a good idea of where most of the outsiders are, maybe there's no heretic and maybe you try to pick somebody you think is good. But I'm actually in the same boat because I'm the Bounty Hunter with a ping on seat 10. Could be a Vortox game. Seat 10 could be good, but that seems unlikely. Like, just straight up off the first day, I just really want to kind of push on my information and see what happens, see what the votes look like. So I'm kind of in the same boat, right? If seat 10 is the demon that's in my first Bounty Hunter ping in a heretic game, you know, we might have a conversation with the storytellers afterwards about what fun and engaging gameplay looks like.
So you don't think you got this Bounty Hunter first, Milk? Or the demon first?
I mean, I'm hoping that if it's a heretic game, I didn't get the demon first. But, I mean, I'm good to push on him. Plus, as a Bounty Hunter, I already know that there's an evil turn townsfolk, so could be getting the evil turn townsfolk. Likely on this script, I mean, you're my first conversation, I'm already hearing about an outsider. Likely that there's a baron potential in play, right? So I could just be being shown a Baron. There's a lot of possibilities. So there's no real reason not to push on the first one. It's when we get into number two and number three that it's going to be a little more interesting.
There you go. Good to know. So, yeah, I guess I just have to sort of hope I don't die until we have more information about whether it's a heretic and we know whether I want to pick a good or an evil player.
It's weird, right? Because if you get to the mid game and you're not dead, you run into the same problem that a klutz runs into in any game. You might end up around in the late game with only evils to pick or primarily evils to pick. So it's a tricky situation. Good luck navigating it. It's just a rough one.
Okay.
See ya.
Let's go to
12. Yeah, let's just keep on seeing if we can find an empath sitting next to us. That would be lovely.
Seat 12 goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
What's going on, seat 12? I am here. I'm ready to hunt down probably the evils or maybe the good team. I'm genuinely not sure. Heretic and all.
Seat 12 goes, well, I'm the fisherman. I've already used my ability, but I'm going to keep that. What I got to myself.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fisherman's a good thing to use to try to figure out, maybe find out something about what we should do. I'm the bounty hunter. I'm fine to kind of just out my info. Again, you know, Vortox, Heretic, all kinds of crazy stuff on script. I saw seat 10. I'm going to push on seat 10 today. I think if it's a Heretic game, the storytellers probably aren't giving me the demon first. You know, there's Baron on the script, there's an evil turn townsfolk, so we just gotta hunt that down.
Okay.
Alright, cool.
Who else do you want to talk to, Milk?
Oh, let's go talk to Seat 10.
Sure, Seat 10 goes, hey Milk, how's it going?
Hey Seat 10, how are you doing?
Not bad. I am the steward.
Okay.
I have a ping on you.
That's really interesting, because I'm the bounty hunter and I have a ping on you.
Seat 10 goes, well, I'm good. So this is weird.
Yeah, this is pretty strange.
one of us could be the drunk if it's a Vortox game, I guess, but otherwise, this seems a little hard to reason out, Milk.
I mean, you're the steward, if you're claiming to be the steward. So if you're the steward, as you claim, you don't really care if you die, right? So let's kill you and see what my next ping looks like.
C10 goes, I mean, I am a good player, so I prefer to stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But I mean, like, let's kill you. Like, the only way we're going to figure out what's going on here, you know, is to kill you and see what happens.
Okay. Interesting. C10 says, cool.
All
That's
right.
Weird.
So, yeah. I mean,
right,
no good player's going to be happy to be pushed on like this, right? It stinks, but it's just part of dealing with Harpy Madness. And if they really are the steward that's confirming me, my ability's way more important than the steward confirming me, because I'm going to get confirmed later anyway. So I'm not even sure that I believe this claim.
Okay. Well, you get back to town, and there's, of course, several juggles. I'll tell you that seat 9 juggles seat 10 as the steward, seat 3 is the empath, seat 7 as the plague doctor, and seat 12 as the fisherman.
Okay.
Seat 11 juggles you as the mayor, seat 3 as the heretic. Seat 5 is the heretic, seat 6 is the heretic, and seat 7 is the heretic.
That sounds like a fake juggle.
Okay.
The seat 9 juggle sounded more real.
And when the nomination phase gets started, seat 2 nominates seat 10 and says, well, I had the weirdest conversation with seat 10. It seemed like they might have been trying to out evil to me for some reason, but I'm just the klutz. And I don't know what's going on here. I've been told I'm in an empath 0. So I'm really confused about why C10 came up to me and asked me if I was evil with them.
Interesting. So seat 10 could actually be a bounty hunter turned townsfolk. That's interesting. I mean, we're going to vote on this nomination because we kind of have to.
Seat 10 goes, yeah, I'm just the steward. I'm sort of a boring role for me. So I was just trying to do something, seeing if I could like trick some evils. But yeah, I'm just good here. So you're going to vote on this?
Yeah, I mean, I have to pretty much because of the Harpy Madness. It's not worth it for me to die. Not to look, if it's just a steward, it's a steward. Sorry, pal. You know, if it's somebody, I mean, I'm kind of sus of a steward getting a ping on a banshee, but whatever. Again, like, yeah, let's, this could be an evil townsfolk. There could be an actual bounty hunter out there somewhere.
All right, well, I'll say seat 11 votes. You vote seat 2 votes. Seat 3 votes. Seat 6 votes. And we'll say seat 9 votes. That's 6 votes on seat 10.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Seat 8 nominates seat 9 and says, I've heard there's some evil information looking at seat 9. If we don't want to kill seat 10, I'd be interested in killing seat 9. Seat 9 goes, just, I really don't want to die today, if I could avoid it. Do you want to vote on this, Milk?
No, I don't want to vote on seat 9. I think seat 9 is probably the juggler. That juggle sounded legit. It lines up with other information that people have shared. Seat 8 sounds a little suspicious, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this one doesn't get enough votes. We'll say seat 10 is executed.
Yeah, and it seems dies. Fine.
All right. And we're just going to fast forward a little in this game because the Banshee, you know, we want to talk about its end game a little bit too.
Yeah, and we're kind of trapped, right? Like, we just have, now we've just kind of got to claim Bounty Hunter, or we got to claim Pixie Bounty Hunter. We've got to do something that kind of keeps us alive for town while, you know, getting evil to want to kill us, basically. Like, tomorrow we could say, hey, so something I might do here is say, hey, everybody, if I'm not Harpy Mad again the next day, I might say, hey, everybody, I'm really sorry. I am the bounty hunter, but I was Harpy Mad that seat 10 was evil. Seat 10 wasn't the evil ping. Seat 8 was the evil ping. Or something like, you know, if I have a sus on somebody, I might point at them instead.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to tell you in this sort of fast-forward portion. The next night, seat 7 dies. Mm-hmm. The next day, seat 11 and seat 2 die to the Harpy.
Interesting.
Seat 2 klutz picks seat 8 and the game continues.
Ooh.
The day after that, you die and the Banshee Screech is announced.
Ooh.
At night. So you die at night that night and the Banshee Screech is announced.
Has ability.
Yeah, so, and this is sort of the information you've gathered at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, we're starting at day 3. You have most of the claims on the Grim. You may not have everyone's information, but you have most of the claims. Seat 3 is claiming to be the empath with zeros all game.
Okay.
Seat 8 is claiming to be the bounty hunter.
Okay.
With a ping on seat 9. Seat 10 continues to insist they are the steward with a ping on you.
Okay.
Seat 11 has claimed to be the snake charmer who tried to snake charm seat 4 and seat 3 before dying to Harpy Madness.
Seat 3 and 4?
Yeah, seat 12 has been claiming heretic for the past day. Before that, they were claiming fisherman.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and mark Emma with the Sarah Novus token, assuming that a Plague Doctor in Seat 7 may have died.
That is correct. This player in Seat 7 is claiming Plague Doctor. The player in Seat 5 is claiming General with Good, Good, Evil.
Good, Good, Evil.
Mm-hmm. Seat 6 is claiming to be the Mayor, as far as you know. And Seat 4 is claiming to be the Oracle, but you haven't gotten their information. Well, you knew that they claimed a 1 when seat 10 and seat 7 were dead, but you haven't gotten their information since.
Interesting. Okay. So this is the board state that I have. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So it's possible that seat nine, did seat nine give out their juggler number?
They've changed claims to Slayer.
Interesting. Yeah, now I'm much more likely to want to kill them. Interesting. So seat eight is good and was Klutz picked, unless the Klutz is evil. So which of the two was mad as which in the seat 11, seat two situation?
Seat 11 was mad at seat two.
Okay, yeah. Seat 11 was mad at seat two. So seat 11 is the one who broke the madness. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right, cool. Good to know. See, if it was seat two mad at seat 11, I might think that seat two was the harpy making themselves mad and then intentionally breaking madness to make a Klutz pick, make it evil player look good. But I think I'm going to trust seat eight then. So there's an evil townsfolk out there somewhere. Could be the steward. This could be an evil steward. Let's change that to an evil steward for now.
Oh, wait, I forgot. We're missing an execution. Seat nine was executed.
Oh, okay, great.
The day after the harpy deaths.
After the harpy deaths. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And then I died that night.
You died that night. Yeah. So great. And seat nine, then came out as the mutant. Forgot about that
part. Seat nine came out as the mutant. Okay, got it. Cool. Okay. So, well, now we've got a lot of power. We've got nomination and voting power, and that's a nice trade for me. This is a really good spot in the game for the Banshee to gain their ability, because this is the spot where we can leverage the voting power the most, and we know we don't have to kill. We can have three evils alive. So that's all really good. Banshee really, I'm just, the more I think about it, the more I think that Banshee enables Bounty Hunter. It really balances out that extra evil with the town, with the evil townsfolk. Mm-hmm. So I guess I need to talk to some people and see if I can get a little more information. The empath's still on zero, I guess. So that's good to know. This is still a zero.
The empath's claiming straight zeros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did the Bounty Hunter in seat? I guess I need to talk to the Bounty Hunter in seat eight.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to the Bounty Hunter and see it.
They go, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Hey, I am the Banshee, so what you got?
They go, well, my first thing was on seat nine, who's now claiming mutant after backing off of Juggler and Slayer. My new ping is on seat three.
Your new ping is on seat three. This empath that doesn't seem to have any evils near them.
Yeah. So, according to the empath information, the evil players, I think, have to be just seat 5, 6, and 9 and 10, I guess, but...
How you feel about a Vortox? How you feeling about a Vortox?
I think it's possible, but I don't really know.
So, I'm thinking about a world... So, here's the first thing I'm thinking about. Seat 10 claims to have a steward ping on me. I'm not sure I trust a steward ping on a role that's already going to, that in theory might be self-confirming. You might do it. You might do it. But that could be an evil townsfolk. Have you heard the oracle numbers from seat four? That's something I don't have, seat eight. Do you happen to know what the oracle number is?
I've been told it was a one and then a two.
A one and then a two. So seat 12 has been claiming to be the heretic ever since claiming to be the fisherman on day one. They could have been made Serenovus mad after the player in seat seven died in the night. Another possibility is that player in seat seven was Vigor Mortis killed and that you're poisoned. Another possibility is that this is a Vortox game. So imagining that either you are poisoned by the player in seat seven or this is a Vortox game, we should probably look at seat three and think that seat three could potentially be good at this point. Seat nine could have been evil as your initial ping. It could be Vortox and seat nine could be good and seat three could be good. So let's think about that world. In that world, one of the neighbors of seat three is evil all along, which would make the oracle information, which would make the oracle an evil player most likely.
Yeah, see, it goes, yeah, that's a possible world. I don't really know. It's sort of hard to solve my bounty hunter information in a Vortox world.
Yeah, it's bounty hunter information isn't like a gimme on this script, so that's going to make it a lot trickier for you to really push on anything. But we do know that you're good because you were picked by the Klutz, so that's not nothing. We also seem to have a correct outsider count for an imp or a Vortox game. Unless there's a Baron and we've got, you know, drunk heretic hiding.
Well, we do C-Date says, we do have the Klutz Plague Doctor Mutant claim.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, one of those could be evil, right? That seat 9 could be an evil, or seat 7 could be a vigor killed minion. So.
Yeah, but if seat 9's evil, it's not a Vortox game, right? Because I saw them.
Right. There you go. So that's in the world where seat 9 is evil, seat 7 probably isn't being sacrificed to vigor kill after we kill seat 9. So yeah. And there's, or I guess, no, I guess it was before. Not sure. Right. Anyway, possibilities. Well, let's move on.
I'm going to tell you that when you get to the nomination phase that day, seat 3 nominates seat 8 and says they're certain seat 8 must be evil. They think that seat 2 is also evil, and that probably the self-killing harpy who is fake Klutz confirming their demon, and they really want to kill seat 8 today.
But that mechanically doesn't work because seat 2 can't be the self-killing harpy because seat 11 was mad about seat 2.
Well, the harpy could target someone at themselves. I've done it.
Yeah, but it's not a guarantee that you get killed, right?
Yeah. Well, seat 3 says, I don't like this line of thinking, Milk. We're pretty certain seat 8 is evil, I think. Seat 3 votes on this. First of all, do you vote on this?
Well, I'm much later in the vote, but I'm not.
You're earlier in the vote because
it's seat 8, right. So 12. So
I'm going to tell you seat 12 doesn't vote.
Yeah, I'm not voting.
All right, you don't use either of your two votes.
No.
Seat 3 votes, seat 4 votes, seat 5 votes, and seat 6 votes. So that's 4 votes on seat 8.
Hmm. So that seems really problematic to me, right? Because in that world, seat 8 is evil with exactly seat 12. And I don't believe that. I'm thinking that seat 3 is just... Seat 3 just evil or seat 3 confused? Interesting.
Seat 2 goes, I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm the Klutz. Seat 3 is claiming to be the empath who's clearing me. They're pushing on my Klutz spec.
Yeah. I'd like to nominate seat 4, please.
Okay, you nominate seat 4. Why? What's your reasoning here?
If seat 3's information... So if seat 3 really is the empath, seat 8 is Klutz confirmed. I don't believe that the Klutz is evil, and I don't believe that seat 3 got a false zero on 2 and 4, and then me and 4, and then 12 and 4, leaving 8, 6, 5 as the evil team. Also, 5 and 6 just voted on 8, so they're not on 8's evil team, most likely, because they cast the deciding votes here. So I think that this could be a Vortox game, and in a Vortox game, seat 3's zero, empath zero, would point at seat 4 being evil all along. Not the demon, but evil all along.
All right. So you nominate seat 4. I'm going to tell you that seat 8 votes... And you use both your votes?
Well, I'll see what seat 12 does, because seat 3 is not going to vote on this, I don't think.
Seat 12 does not vote.
Well, I'll use both of my votes.
All right. 3 votes is not enough.
That suggests to me that I'm on the right track. Well, there's nothing else I can do. Oh, I have another nomination. I could nominate again. Oh, how fun. Oh, this is fun. Okay, so I can nominate again. Okay, so who do I think is evil with seat 4? Do I think seat 3 is evil with seat 4 and lying? Or do I think seat... Let's see, who can I get? The problem is I can't get votes on another evil player probably here, right? 5 and 6 aren't going to vote on themselves. 3's not going to vote on themselves. I'll use my other nomination on myself. I'll nominate myself.
Yeah, what's your reasoning for nominating yourself?
I think seat 8 is good. I think either seat 3 is confused or is just evil pointing at seat 8. We can t- tie on, we can execute me instead. I'll have the last vote here, and I do have two votes. So if we get three votes on me, if we get three votes on me before it gets here, I'll vote twice, and I'll vote twice to put it at five for Vortox. Not tying, but not killing a good player. We can, that'll give us a free skip day, and I think we can afford a skip day because we're on an evil, on an even number of players.
Okay, well, seed 3 doesn't vote. They go, I want seed 8 dead. Seed 4, 5, and 6 don't vote. Seed 8 votes. Seed 12 doesn't vote.
So there's no point.
Well, it's fun to put both your hands
up. I'll put both my hands up. Woo!
3 isn't enough. I'm going to tell you seed 8 gets... seed 8 is about to get executed and die when seed 12 goes... So... I'm currently some novice mad. I'm the fisherman. I've been told to be mad. I'm the heretic. My fisherman advice is you should kill the demon. So I don't want anyone to be confused by my fisherman advice, by my, this madness. NC Data is executed and dies.
Interesting. Interesting. Seed 12 faking breaking Serenova's madness? Surely not.
All right. You wake up that night and seed 3 is dead.
Okay. Well, unsurprising, seed 3 was good. I think seed 8 was probably also good. So now we're down to me and the evil team. I think there's still a good player alive here. I think seat 12 can still be a living good player, but I know seat 4 is not the demon, so it's between 5, 6, and 12.
Well, seat 12 at the start of the day goes, well, I was snake charmed last night. I was your starting imp. My minions were seat 8 and seat 11. Don't know who the new demon is. They're all dead.
Cool. So seat 12 is the evil townsfolk. Great.
And seat 3 goes, I think that seat 12 is evil. I had an empath 0. It must be a Vortox game.
I think that's probably right, yeah. Seat 4. Seat 11, are you still the snake charmer?
Seat 11 goes, I am the snake charmer, don't know what seat 12 is doing.
I mean, I guess seat 11 could have been the self-mad harpy who got the klutz killed. But there's no guarantee of what the klutz is going to pick, but I guess it's like, doesn't matter. They've gotten the person who was picked killed. That's a lot of distance to go. Let's just rule out seat 4 as the demon. Seat 3 getting vortoxed information, or is the drunk. 12 big play if they're the demon. I think I probably just nominate into 5 and 6 here, and I don't know which one it is. We can also we can skip today. Like, we can just skip a day. Oh, yeah, we can just skip. Because I can always nominate, right? So,
well, it's a Vortox game. Skipping.
We have to right kill. Now. Yeah, I mean, I'll nominate myself, I guess.
Well, C12 goes. Do people think it's a Vortox? Oh, it's not a Vortox game because I'm the imp. I started as imp. I'm the snake charmer, of course. So I guess I don't think we need to be worried about nominating. But if people don't believe me for some reason, I'm happy to nominate for town if I have to.
I think I'll just go ahead and nominate myself. We can kill me and go to a final 3. Because I have this cool power. Sense. Yeah. Both hands.
Okay. All right. You wake up and seat 4 is dead.
Yeah, but that's seat 12 that you just killed.
Seat 12. That's what I meant to say. And also the harpy visited you last night and asked you to be mad that seat 6 was evil.
Okie dokie. So I am mad at seat 6. So this is the punishment I get for delaying. So I'm mad that seat 6 is evil, which is fine. I don't need to be mad that they're the demon. and hopefully the storytellers will give me a little space here. I have two nominations, which means I can nominate seat six and also nominate whoever I think the demon is. So what's the general information? I guess the big thing is, can I know what the general information is?
Sure. The seat five says, yeah, I got a good every night and then evil the last two nights. Seat four goes, hey, should I be nominating here? Should I be voting here? Can someone clue me in?
I see. Well,
And seat six goes, well, there's a banshee in play, so someone's going to nominate seat four.
Yep, I'm going to nominate probably multiple people, so that's fun.
But seat six goes, seat four goes, oh, right. Sorry, I'm new to this banshee thing. Sorry, guys. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that I thought you were both evil with me.
Yeah, maybe. But the important part is, let's start out with nominating seat six.
What's your accusation? First of all, Milk, who do you think is the demon right now?
It's almost certainly seat five.
Why is it seat five?
Seat four is doesn't know. Well, at this point, seat four was snake charmed. I actually believe that seat 11 is a snake charmer. That makes seat four the evil townsfolk who doesn't know. They gave out weird oracle information earlier, which was just lies, and they voted on someone who is clear. Like, they voted on somebody who's clearly good. So 4, 5, and 6 are evil together. 12 is evil because of the shenanigans and whatever's going on.
Seat 12 goes, I've been Saranova's mad the past few days. I am just the fisherman. When I tried to break madness, it was legit because I thought seat 8 was good. They were freaking klutz confirmed. But I was scared of Vortox and didn't want to tie. My information really is we should execute the demon.
Yeah, and I don't believe that there's a heretic in this game, so I don't really care what the fisherman has to say. Like, either the fishermen are evil, I don't know, whatever. That's not important. That's not the important part of the story at this point. I don't know where the other evil player is.
Oh, C2 claims to be the Slayer.
Oh, sure, that's fine. Yeah, whatever. The important part of the story is seat four is either a great bluffer and doesn't know who their evil team is, or seat 11 is evil with seat four. There's too many evils. There's just too many evils, right? Like, there's just too many evils. So
seat 10 goes, well, if it's a Vortox game, I think Milk is our evil turn townsfolk because I am the steward who saw him.
Right. Sure. Here's the thing. I have to nominate seat six. So this is tough, right? I have two nominations. I have to nominate seat six and find some way to not vote on seat six. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to nominate seat six and use one of my votes on seat six and hope that evil isn't able to put enough votes, or hope that good doesn't vote with it enough.
Well, you can just not nominate seat six and you think they're just a minion, right?
I can say that, but I'm really nervous about the storytellers here, because seat four has just outed evil. Seat six is basically just outed evil as well. So seat six is the harpy who's making me mad at them instead of getting me to kill the demon. And seat four is the evil turned townsfolk who's just lost in space. So seat five is the demon. Like, I can say that, but I can't say that I think seat six is the harpy. So it's pretty hard to do. I guess I can say I think seat six is the easiest way is I think seat six is a minion. I think seat five is the demon. They're not really speaking up here. Let's kill seat five. Like, that's a thing I could do. Does the storyteller kill me for not using a nomination on seat six? I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, the harpy doesn't say you have to try to execute someone. It just says you have to think they're evil, right?
I don't know.
Are you at all concerned that a Saranova's ability is burying a heretic here?
Yep, but there's literally nothing I can do about it, right? Like, there's nothing I can do at this point. There's no choice I can make. Maybe the klutz in seat two is actually the heretic? I don't know. Maybe the player in seat 12 is the heretic? But the thing is, I believe that the Saranova's ability was gained by the storyteller because I was harpy mad on day one, and there seems to be a Baron in play. So in that case, the Saranova's is being controlled by the storyteller, and I don't think the storyteller would bury a heretic on the final day to cause good to have no idea what the win condition is. And if they did, then that's fine, but it seems less likely.
There's this supposed fisherman advice of you should execute the demon. Do you think it's a Vortox game, an Imp game, or a Vig game?
I have no idea what the demon is.
Well, Seat 8 is claiming to be the bounty hunter who has pins on Seat 9 and Seat 3.
I don't think Seat 9 and Seat 3 are evil. So I think that Seat information is
claiming to be an empath wrong. With a zero.
That information is wrong, right? So that says Vortox. I've been living in the world that it's a Vortox game. It could be a Vigor Mortis game. It's tricky to find the Vigor Mortis game, but I think the Vigor Mortis game has Seat 3 as the drunk, and Seat 7 is not the plague doctor. And I guess that makes Seat 9 evil. So then, yeah. So in that world, Seat 7 is a minion that gets Vigor killed. Seat 9 is a minion. So the klutz and the drunk empath are the only two outsiders. There's no Baron. There's a Scarlet Woman. There's a Harpy. Then there has to be a Harpy and a Serenobis. Yeah.
How do you get two outsiders in your no Baron world?
Get two outsiders. Oh, Vigor Mortis, right. So there's only one outsider, so that doesn't work. It's probably just Imp, so the Fisherman might be good. I mean, I just think C5 is the, like, hard to quantify. I think C5 is probably the demon. If the Harpies made me mad at that the demon is the demon, what am I going to do? Like, there's not a lot I can do. C5 might be the Harpy. Seat 4 is probably not the demon. Like, if this is a whole, like, Seat 11 is the Harpy that made themselves and the Klutz mad and the Klutz died, like, there's like, layers here. But at some point, you have all to right. pick a world to live in it.
I'm going
to
say you use your nomination on Seat 5. Everyone votes with you. You're the Banshee because that seems fun. Except for Seats 10, 4, and 6.
Sure.
So,
I think I got the demon. Like, I think
you
I got
the demon. The demon.
Yeah.
So, knowing that Seat 10, 4, and 6 didn't vote with you, what can you tell me what's going on in this game? Seat 10 is claiming to be the steward confirming you, of course. Seat 12 is claiming to be the fisherman who got the information you should execute the demon. Seat 11, Snake Charm, Seats 4 and 3.
Seat 3 it's a heretic game, and Seat 10 is the heretic, right?
Seat 8 is the bounty hunter with pings on Seat 9 and Seat 3. And everyone in the bottom corner there was out at evil, right?
Yeah, I mean, these three are out at evil. So if Seat 8 is actually the bounty hunter... Seat 10's got good information. Oh, Seat 10's got good information, so it can't be a Vortox game. Fuck, I missed that.
What is the other option?
Or they're lying and they're a heretic. Or they're lying and they might be the heretic. Ooh, oh well.
Or they're just lying because they're evil, Milk.
It could be lying because they're evil. It could be the other starting evil. Oh, they're the other starting evil. Yeah. Which makes them the Baron. So it's Baron Harpy starting. The outsiders are all right. It's a Vortox game. So Seat 5 is the Vortox. Let's see. I think I could do the Grim, maybe. So I'm the Banshee. Seat 2 is the Klutz. Seat 3 is the Empath. Seat 4 is the evil turned townsfolk Oracle. So this is an evil Oracle. Sorry, this is your bit. You should get to do this.
No. I want to hear you do it.
Seat 5 is the Vortox. Seat 6 is the Harpy who made me mad at them on the final day. Seat 7 is the Plague Doctor. Seat 8 is the Bounty Hunter that learned false information because of Vortox. So the mutant is not real. Or the mutant is not evil, and the empath's not evil. The empath's information is always false because it's sitting next to an evil-turned townsfolk. Seat 10 is the Baron, who is the other starting evil, which puts the mutant, Plague Doctor, and Klutz in play. They can only put one in play because the heretic jinx. Seat 11 is the
one or two.
They're able to only put one in instead of two. Snake Charmer in Seat 11. And then the only question is if the fisherman in Seat 12 is actually the fisherman in Seat 12 giving good imp information who's been weirdly serum-added as a bunch of stuff, or if the player in Seat 12 is the heretic. I think it's just the fisherman because the heretic wouldn't give that fisherman advice. So I think that's correct.
Yeah, so why is the fisherman giving true fish advice in a Vortox game, Milk?
They're the drunk?
Yay! You got it!
There's the other outsider. Got him.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was all there for you to solve.
Yeah, okay. I got it in the end. Had a little hand-holding.
I gave you all the crumbs and clues, Milk.
It was a lot of crumbs and clues. Interesting. Yeah, that's good. I got most of the way there on my own. I did know where the evils were. Like, I had the Serenovus. Like, I had the Seat 7 creating a storyteller Serenovus. I knew from the beginning that Seat 10 was evil. I don't know why I, like, ever went back on that.
Yeah, no, if you remember, Seat 10 tried
Stuart to... Stuart Ping on the Banshee. What the hell? That's not... That doesn't make sense. And also,
Seat 10 tried to out-evil to Seat 2 back on day 1. Oh, yeah, remember. I forgot about that's why he was actually killed, not your fake bounty hunter Ping.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And that's because Seat 10 heard there was an empath with zero... And was like, oh, one of those neighbors is probably the bounty hunter turned player.
Went to the wrong one. Yeah, good grim. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to do our second scenario, and Emma is going to be evil Emma.
Unlikely, sounds wrong.
Sounds wrong.
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood Emma. And misunderstood Emma is going to be playing as the imp. And Emma, I want to talk to you about two things that an imp has to deal with in this specific script.
Yep.
And the first...
gonna guess they're the heretic and the banshee.
The heretic and the banshee, yeah. And the first thing, we can talk about banshee because this is the release, this is kind of the released conversation for banshee, and then we can maybe talk about heretic a little bit. So the first thing is, as with any Demon Bane character, what are you looking for? What are you thinking about? How are you going to try to avoid that banshee?
Yeah, so with a, like, Raven Keeper, I famously, in episode 1 of this podcast, went hunting for the Raven Keeper to murder them immediately as the imp. And I said, that's my preferred night one kill on Trouble Brewing, is just get rid of the Raven Keeper. Don't care if they're poisoned or sober. Just get them off the board early when they're the least likely to, if they're just not sure to pick, you're the least likely to be randomly picked by them.
Banshee's different.
Banshee's different. In Sex and Violets, you might be familiar with the Sage, which is really... You don't want to be killing sages unless you're a Vortox or maybe a Nodashi who thinks they're poisoning the sage. But even then, like, a sage who is killed unexpectedly early might look askance at their neighbors. You mostly just want to leave the sage up on Assassin B. Like, it's not a good kill almost ever. But if you are going to kill a sage, if you do have to kill a sage, you want to kill a sage super late so they don't have time to kill both their pings. So the sage is sort of the opposite of the Raven Keeper. Whereas the Raven Keeper, it's weakest when you kill it early. The Sage is, of course, strongest when you is weakest when you kill it late, and both their pings can't be executed. Farmers are really sort of a mixed bag. It really sometimes farmers are very powerful. If you sometimes you don't really mind killing a farmer early, like you learn where the confirmation is. And then you just sort of leave farmers alone for a while and then kill them in the late game, maybe, if you can, have to. farmers are sort of variable. The Banshee is, I think, closest to the Sage, where your real strong preference with the Banshee is never kill them, never touch them. It's not like a Raven Keeper where getting them off the board is a reasonable choice early. The Banshee is... Do not kill it. That it might as well say that you really want to try to get town to exceed the Banshee for you, and failing that, you probably want to bring them into final three rather than kill them in most situations. Like, I might, if I knew I had a choice, if like it's even if it was like three evils and a Banshee alive is what I thought was left on the game state, I'd probably rather kill one of my minions than kill the Banshee, I think, because that extra nomination power means that, like, a classic thing I might want to do in evil on a final three is, like, let a good player nominate my minion, watch the votes come in, and then the evil team can sort of add on some extra votes, or even start off with some extra votes. Like, if you're in a two evils v one good situation, like, the good player, you can bait the good player into nominating your minion, you can toss the votes on, yay, perfect. Except if you have a dead Banshee, the Banshee can do that twice. Like, they can watch you socially out to put the minion on the block and then nominate the demon. Like, yeah. You don't want to deal with that. You don't want to deal with that one bit.
Strong.
Like, you'd almost rather kill your minion to prevent the Banshee from activating, because then, like, maybe the Banshee can get framed and they can't draw that extra information from the double nominations. So with a Banshee, you want to find them and leave them alone. Like, try to socially frame them. Try not to. And yeah, you just don't want to kill them. Don't kill them.
So that brings us over to the second problem for evil on this script, which is the heretic. How do you hunt a heretic?
So when you're hunting heretics, there's two things you have to be careful of as an imp. First, two things you have to think about as an imp. First of all, you need to pay close attention to outsider count. Heretics are probably going to be lying about their role. So you want to know, see if you can figure out whether the outsider count lines up. So on this script, it's either a barren world or it's not a barren world. If it's a barren world, if it's not a barren world, it's pretty easy. There's two outsiders. If I find a plague doctor, if I find a klutz, if I find a mutant or a drunk, there's no heretic. I don't have to worry about it. If it's a barren world, it's a little trickier because then I'm suddenly in this variable outsider count. The Baron isn't fixed adding two. There's five outsiders on this script. It's going to be a little trickier. One's the drunk. It's going to be a lot harder for me to lock down whether there's a heretic if there's a Baron on my team. Uh-huh. So I'm almost sort of rooting against Baron for that reason. I'm sort of rooting for the minions where it's easier for me to lock down whether it's a heretic or not. The other things you want to look for when hunting heretic is good players who have bad information. Good players who are claiming your bluffs. Good players who are claiming your bluffs are most likely to be snake charmers, plague doctors, mutants, or heretics. All of which you kind of want to kill to see what happens. But they might be banshees, so you do have to worry about that. Bad information. You want to be hunting down bad information. You might be looking for information that's clearing people as something that might indicate a banshee, so you might want to avoid that and focus on information that's not clearing people. But the imp has a special problem with the heretic, which is that, let's say we're doing great. I've gotten it down to my three fellow evils. I have accidentally hit the banshee, so I can't just go to an all-evil final three. Well, I can, but there'll be good nominating power. I have a problem as the imp, though. I've solved that it's a heretic game. Oh no, if I kill myself with the knight here, the game doesn't end. One of my minions becomes the demon and we lose. So as an imp on a heretic script, you always sort of want to make sure you're clearing out those minions at some point to give you the flexibility to stab yourself. If you are letting you might get to a situation where you're certain it's a heretic, but there's four players alive and one of them is your minion and you're the demon. Like, you'd like to be able to kill yourself. The Vordox and Vigor can just kill themselves in that situation. They've done it. They've won the game. The heretic didn't stay hidden enough. The imp's in a bad spot. So you sort of want your minions to be executed or killed in advance. So you can sort of have that opportunity to deny the good team the chance to make the right execution.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a plan. Let's go see how it works. All right, I'm going to speed through a couple of days because we don't really need to do the whole game to deal with the Banshee and Heretic. So I'm going to give you a couple of pieces of information. And the first piece of information I'm going to give you is who your minions are. Your minions are the player in seat 3 sitting next to you, who lets you know quite quickly that they are the Serenovus. They'll whisper that to you immediately on the first day. And then the other minion is in seat 9, player in seat 9. Who is your other minion? I'm going to go ahead and mark them for chat. You can talk to them and find out their role if you want to, but we'll leave it at that. So with that, Emma, the day starts. And what's the priority here? Seat 3 quickly lets you know that they have made the player in seat 7 Serenovus Mad as the empath. That's the other thing that they let you know.
Yeah. One thing I do want to encourage my Serenovus to do is move the madness around this game. I want to get a good Grim State. I don't want to be surprised by Banshees or Heretics. So I'd like them to move things around. I wouldn't mind if they just made people mad as outsiders so we can try to trap a mutant. It's not normally my favorite play, but locking down where the outsiders are is really important, so I'd suggest they go mutant hunting with outsider madness.
All right, boss. Sounds good. I'll do that. It seems like a good idea. Okay, Emma, with that, who do you want to talk to?
Let's talk to C9, because it is really important whether I learn that whether this is a Baron game or not.
All right, you head over, talk to C9, and the player in C9 says, "Hey, Emma, well, I'm the Baron, and we're going to have to figure this out. I'm hoping that you're the Vortox or the Vigor. Maybe you can use me in some way."
Okay, I'm the Imp, so we might have to star past you at some point, try to be relatively normal. If you want to take a Bounty Hunter bluff, I would love for you to take a Bounty Hunter bluff.
Yeah, I'll be glad to take that. It's great. Thanks for giving it to me straight off. I can use that. Anything else I need to know? Have you talked to C3 yet?
They're the Serenovus. They're going to move the madness around to create confusion, but not so much confusion that it's hard for us to sort of lock down on whether what sort of game we're dealing with.
Okay, if they want to hit me with a madness at some point to free me up from a day of having to give out, like, Bounty Hunter info.
That's fine.
Cool. Sounds good to me. All right. Who do you want to talk to next? Any other important conversations you want to try to have?
Nothing yet. I'm going to take the Slayer bluff. No point talking to Seed 7 today. They're mad. And therefore, I can't get the information I'm looking for them. Let's talk to Seed 12.
Okie dokie. Hello, Emma, if that is who you really are. What can I do for you?
Whatever you want.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you, can I just give you two? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, if you're a coward.
Oh, I'm not a coward. I'll just tell you, I don't have information that's useful right now. But I'm going to talk to the storyteller and see if I can get my savant and or fisherman info. That's what I'm willing to tell you. I guess I am a coward.
You are a coward. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, cool. I'm the Slayer. I'm not going to shoot anyone yet until we have a better sense of whether we want to shoot people.
It could be heretic, right? So I got to be careful. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. All right, who else do you want to talk to?
Oh, I don't know. Seat 10.
Sure. We'll go talk to Seat 10. Hello, Emma. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm the empath, and I have a zero on my neighbors.
Interesting, I say. Cool. That's good to know. Seat 9 suggested they might have some evil information, so that's even better to know.
Okay. That works. I'll see if I can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks.
So that's either a drunk or a liar. Either way is fine.
All right, sounds good. Any other chats we want to grab? Just one more, maybe. Good.
Sure, we can talk to Seed 6.
Seed 6. All right. Hello, Emma. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited. I got the new character. I'm the Banshee. I'm really looking forward to learning. Learning what this thing does. I probably shouldn't be spreading that around so much, but you know, figure it'd be interesting. Maybe town will trust me and I won't get killed and I can be around in the final three, just like you and Milk recommended about the Raven Keeper. If you can build social trust, you can hang around late in the game.
Yeah. I'm the Slayer.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you can shoot me. I'm just the Banshee. I'm not the demon.
Yeah. I'll kill that plague doctor soon enough.
Okay. Sounds good.
I didn't say that to them.
No. I'll just put Banshee there, because that's what they're claiming, but you seem to think they're Plague Doctor. All right,
I put Plague Doctor down.
All right, you come back to the town square, you get going back to the town square, and as you come back to the town square, there seems to be an argument going on between the players in seat 7, 10, and 11, all of whom seem to be claiming to be the empath.
Delightful.
The player in seat 11 says, "I have an empath 1, on my neighbors, and seat 10 is hard claiming my role, and so I would like to nominate seat 10. Seat 10 says, no, I'm the empath. I have a zero on my neighbors. I think this is just my pixie. I'm not really sure what's going on, but it's clearly a problem. And the player at seat 7 chimes in. No, I'm actually the empath. I don't know what the two of them are doing.
Well, both seat 10 and 11 are lying. Neither of them is the empath or the pixie empath.
All right.
Because seat 11 can't be the real empath because their neighbors are both good. Mm-hmm. So they can't have an empath 1. Nor can they be seat 10's pixie empath because seat 10 is claimed to be an empath of the 0 and one of their neighbors are evil. So seat 10 has the empath token, they're the drunk, and don't have a pixie. So right off the bat, let's just point out seat 10 and 11, they're full of... The plague term is horse manure.
It's poop. They're full of poop.
Bullshit. All right.
Bullshit, yeah. Seat 11 is going to nominate that.
One of them is probably the banshee. Neither of them is the empath or the pixie empath. Seat 7 is mad as the empath and is also probably not the empath. These are three good players who are lying about being the empath for what, one reason or another.
Correct, probably based on literally the truth. Seat 11 nominates seat 10 with the accusation, basically, this is clearly a lie. Seat 10 says, you're the liar, I'm not the liar. This is a very productive argument, which results in a vote. Seat 11 votes. Seat 12 does not vote. Seat 1 does not vote. Seat 2 votes. Seat 3 votes. Would you like to vote? That's 3
sure,
currently.
I'll vote.
All right. Seat 5 votes. Seat 6 doesn't vote. Seat 7 votes. Seat 8 does not vote. Seat 9 doesn't vote. 10 doesn't vote on themselves. That's 6 on the player in seat 10. The player in seat 10 says, this is ridiculous. I'm going to nominate the player at seat 11. Player at seat 10 nominates the player at seat 11. The votes go around. There aren't many votes. Do you want to vote on this?
No, I'll leave it be. Yeah. I'll let these two empaths have their fun. Neither of them who is the empath or the pixie empath or Sarah Novus Matt is the empath. They are possibly like mutants in there. A mutant in the snake charmer is a possible explanation. Most likely, I think one of them is the banshee.
All right. Well, seat 10 is executed and dies, and everybody goes to sleep. Who would you like to kill, Emma? That's basically the call currently.
Well, I mean, I think seat 6 is probably the plague doctor, so let's just see if my intuition is correct.
All right, you get stabby on seat 6. You wake up the next morning, and of course, seat 6 has died in the night, and no alert of a banshee
anywhere. Wow, that was so surprising. They weren't the banshee.
What a shock. Seat 6 says, well, that's probably fine. Sarah Novus is going to go ahead and ping you and let you know that they've made seat 2 mad as the mutant today.
Delightful.
So, what do you want to do? Who's the talk here?
I asked seat 3 if they got the Scarlet Woman ability by any chance.
I wasn't woken.
Okay, cool. Seat 6 might not be the Plague Doctor. They could be something else lying about being the Banshee. I just wanted them to be the Plague Doctor.
It would have been great if they had been the Plague Doctor. Maybe they were.
Sure, well, let's talk to Seat 1.
Let's talk to Seat 1. Hello, Emma. What can I do for you?
Not much.
I'm okay to claim it. I'm the Fisherman. I'm probably going to use my ability today. I'm probably going to get my advice today. So, you know, it's fine for me to sort of share, and we'll just see what the storyteller tells me. Hopefully I get something that directs me in regard to, like, you know,
yeah,
heretic
good
stuff.
Good thought. I'm the Slayer. I may or may not shoot today, depending on what information I'll gather.
Yeah, I would be, you know, I think be careful about that until we have a better grasp on the outsider count and stuff.
Hmm. All right. Go talk to seat 2. Haven't talked to them yet.
Seat 2. Hey, Emma, what's going on?
Not much, just your friendly neighborhood Slayer here, trying to lock down whether I should try to shoot demon candidates or not.
Yeah, I couldn't help you with that in any way, shape, or form, because I am the mutant.
Oh, right. You're the mutant.
Yeah.
This seems plausible.
Yeah, yeah, just a mutant. I'm right here, Milk. You know, you coward, come kill me. Just a mutant. Come on. Come on, do it.
He's a coward. Notorious coward.
Do it. I'm right here. Do it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Predator. Ryback will get the reference. Yeah, well, that was a useful conversation.
Yeah, I forgot they were mad. Let's go talk to Seat 7 and figure out what's up with them.
Hey, Emma, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know. It's okay. I'm the pixie. I was mad as the empath yesterday. I think I've kind of blown my ability here, so...
You probably could have tried to recover it before you started telling people you were the pixie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably okay that I just confirm the person that I've seen. I'm not going to say who it is yet.
That's completely reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of just makes me into a low-budget grandmother or whatever, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have just... Like, pixie madness is a constant check. You don't have to give up on it just because you're Sarah Nova's mad for one day.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It's I think it's okay. I don't necessarily want the thing I saw to die anyway, so.
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
Oh, I'm the Slayer. I hope you saw Slayer.
No, I didn't see Slayer, but you know, hopefully something good happens for you.
All right,
cool. Bye. All right, and with that, let's bring it back to town square. You had a couple chats. Is there anybody you want to push on today, Emma?
Nah. So my plan is roughly to kill myself tonight to try to blend in with the trusted good players tonight.
Okay, that seems good. It's a good way to move the token as well. Okay, the player in seat 10 says, "Hey everybody, I'm the mutant. So I got myself killed yesterday. Or you know, I got killed yesterday for double claiming the empath. So." You know, not sure what's up. Seek 2 says, that's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way you could possibly be the mutant because I am the mutant. And I just dare the storyteller to kill me here at this moment because I am the mutant. Come on, Milk. What are you doing over there? Anyway, this goes on back and forth for a little while. What do you feel like doing?
Well, I don't really care.
Seat 7 also reveals that they were made Sarah Nova's mad. And with that, Seat 5 says, I think this is probably maybe a good time since nobody seems excited to get killed. Might be a good time for me to out that I'm the klutz. I think it might be useful for us to kill me. I think I have
seat 11.
Good player. All right. Emma nominates Seat 11, MOI.
I say, I kind of believe Seat-10's mutant claim. I kind of believed Seat-12 when I talked to them yesterday. So I just think Seat-11 is giving us bad lying information.
Seat-11 says, I mean, I guess it's possible. I think I'm probably sober. So, I mean, I think I'm the empath. I got a 0 last night. So I think Seat-10 was just evil. There's another mutant claim in Seat-2. So I think probably seat 9 and 12 are good, and I'm just the empath. I think it works pretty well. Seat 12 is going to vote on this. Seat 3 is going to vote. Do you want to vote?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say seat 9 votes on it, but it doesn't quite get enough votes here.
Very sad.
Seat 12 is going to nominate seat 5. Seat 12 nominates seat 5 and says, I think I'm pretty confident in a player around the circle for seat 5 to nominate. They're claiming to be the klutz. And seat 5 says, yeah, I think I have somebody good I can probably nominate. I can probably pick today. So I think we're probably in good shape. Seat 7 votes on it. Seat 12 votes on it, and seat 2 votes on it. Seat 3 doesn't vote on it. It looks like seat 5 is going to have their hand up. Do you vote on it?
I don't vote on good players.
Ah, well, that's 4. That's not enough, so seat 5 is safe for today. Seat 9 is going to nominate Seat 8. Seat 9 nominates Seat 8 and says, Seat 8 gave me a claim that seems pretty suspicious. I'm not sure how I feel about that claim. I'd kind of like to get them off the board if we don't have anything else that we really want to do. Seat 8 says, I'm a useful role. I don't really want to reveal what I am right now. I don't think it's urgent to get me off the board. There's plenty of other things that are, you know, possibly available. Maybe see if we can get me killed in the night. Yeah, I think that's better. So seat 9 votes on it. Seat 1 votes on it. Seat 3 votes on it. Do you want to vote on it?
No, let's see 5 and 7 decide.
5 doesn't vote on it, but 7 does, which means that that's another 4. Town's having a hard time getting people on the block today.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to force me to be deciding votes on nominations I don't want to vote on.
Nope. Seat 1. Seat 7 is going to nominate seat 1. Seat 7 says, I know a couple of players that I think are good. I'd like to kill seat 1 because I think they're not. Seat 11's information seemed weird, which is why I voted on that nom. I think seat 11 and seat 1 are potentially working together. So let's kill seat 1. Seat 1 says, I'm a spent role. It's okay to kill me if we want to. I have some useful information. Seat 2 and 3 vote on this. Do you want to vote on it?
I'd feel better if seat 3 had left a hand down, but sure.
All right. Seat 2, 3, and you vote on it. Seat 7 votes on it. Seat 8 votes on it. And that's the 5, so seat 9 doesn't put their hand up. Seat 1's executed.
So mad.
Seat 1 is executed and dies, and everybody goes to sleep. All right, Emma, who are we killing today?
Oh, we're killing Emma.
Okay. Emma has died. And now Emma is going to be in seat 9.
No, Emma needs to be dead. Like,
No. I'm not moving you to seat 9. I mean, the imp token is going to be in seat 9.
Because one of the things you can do as the imp is infiltrate the dead, where you have more trust and try to, which is especially important in stuff like heretic scripts.
All right, we're going to give you one more day, Emma, to chat and see if you can locate two things. The goal, of course, is to locate those two things we started talking about at the beginning of the game and suss out what exactly is going on. So you have died. The token has passed to another player, of course, but you find out immediately on waking up that the player in seat 3 has made the player in seat 5 mad today as the savant and the that they are still the Serenovas. So,
yeah. Okay, let's go talk to seat 8.
You go talk to seat 8. Hey, Emma, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going with you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've been claiming to be the Oracle, but I'm not the Oracle. I'm actually a different character. You died in the night. What were you?
I was the Slayer. Didn't get a chance to use my shot.
That's unfortunate. I'm not sure. So I don't know what's going on. I've heard that it might be a heretic game.
Well, my advice to you, if you're the heretic.
Excellent advice, Emma. This is really great advice that you've
briefly disconnected.
Getting briefly disconnected is great advice.
Is that you should try to build up a little trust with someone at some point if you're the heretic, even if that's not me today.
I'm not the heretic. I'm a different role that I don't really want to talk about. But I just heard that there might be a heretic in the game. That's all I really know.
Okay, good to know.
All right, see ya. So what do we think about that player, Emma?
They're probably the heretic, possibly the banshee.
Okay, so we've got heretic or banshee.
Maybe the snake charmer. They aren't the oracle.
Not the Oracle. All right, that's fair enough. Who else do you want to catch up with? Give you a couple chats.
Let's catch up with our fun dead players, 6 and 10.
Okay. You can have a three-way chat with 6 and 10. Dead players like to
have a nice Council of the Dead.
Council of the Dead, yeah. Okay, you go in with 6 and 10, and 6 and 10 say, Hey, Emma, so we were just kind of talking about our roles. 10 is the mutant, and I'm 6, and I'm the snake charmer. I only got to pick one person because I died, so...
All right, I'm the Slayer. I was being greedy with my shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. All I really know is that seat two isn't the demon. Apparently seat six saw seat two was the like the role that they saw, or seat seven rather saw seat two was the role that they saw.
Okay.
So I guess that's the, I guess that's what seat five was trying to do yesterday. I don't really know.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Any thoughts on who we should go after here?
I am very suspicious of seat 11.
Yeah, the empath claim's weird.
Yeah. To kill them, I think. I think we should execute them, but... And I did poison them yesterday and then immediately woke up dead, so...
Yeah, I'm good with that. We could kill seat 11.
That is my indication of where I think the Council of the Dead should support, but... It's just a hunch. It's just a didn't believe their nonsense. They didn't believe they had an empath one on you.
Oh, look at that! Seat five's talking to the storyteller. I wonder if they're some sort of savant or something.
We should talk with seat two now that they're not mad.
Okay, you go and talk to seat two. Hi, Emma. What's going on? I was mad yesterday as the mutant. Just so you know, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. I'm actually the general. My information has been interesting, because I started off slightly good, mm-hmm. and then it went to neutral, and now it's slightly evil, and I'm not sure what that means.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I think I have a pixie. I think seat seven was my... They're claiming to be the pixie that saw General, and then they were made mad the first day, and I think they just kind of, you know, kind of gave up on it. So we were trying to do a thing yesterday with seat five, who was claiming Klutz. Apparently seat five's not actually the Klutz. Apparently they were just claiming that yesterday. I think there's some Serenovus madness going around as well. So seat seven, you know, based on what seat seven said. So seat five might... be Serenovus mad today, or might have been Serenovus mad yesterday. I'm not really sure.
Okay. I'm the Slayer. Didn't use my shot. I think I'd like to see 11 dead.
Yeah, I think I want to kill 11. The weird empath info. I mean, if it's made up, it's just weird. I think we should kill 11 today.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we'll just head you back out to the town. Pretty much everybody consensus wants to kill seat 11. Is there anything you want to do before that? Anything else you need to grab before that?
No. I mean, I should check in with seat 12 at some point again, but that's probably not a today Emma problem.
All right. Sounds good. Well, seat 11 is voted on, nominated, executed, and dies, and everybody goes to sleep. And you wake up the following morning and learn that seat 12 died in the night.
Hmm. Little worried there was going to be a banshee screech with them, but
good so there isn't. So I'm gonna give you a couple pieces of information. Seat 12 is the is claiming to be the Oracle that, of course, got a one on the night that you died. So they have a one on you, and I believe the player in seat one.
Interesting.
So that's a little bit that might be a little bit tricky to deal with. The general has learned another slightly evil.
Mm-hmm.
The player in seat five claims to have been mad yesterday as the savant and claims to still be the Klutz. And the player in seat eight claims to be the heretic. Seat three, of course, lets you know that the player in seat eight is Serenovus mad as the heretic today.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
We've given you about 3 days of kind of fooling around. Obviously, it's out of your hands because your minions who you've passed to are going to have to carry this to some extent. But if you were to get a chat with the player in seat nine today, what would you recommend to them to do and not to do to try to avoid triggering a potential banshee and to try to win out a heretic game?
I would like to kill seat two, I think.
Okay. Do you want to try to kill in the night? Seat two.
Yeah. Ideally, I think if there's a banshee or a heretic, they're down with seat eight and seat seven. I think our Klutz and mutant are confirmed by the existence of a baron at the start of this game. Seat 11, if they haven't claimed banshee now that with their bad empath info, is just the drunk. or possibly the heretic, but more likely the drunk, I think.
Yeah, they're claiming to still be the empath, so I think we can mark them as the drunk, probably.
So they're probably the drunk, so we probably have their drunk, klutz, and mutant relatively well confirmed. Seat 8 may well be the heretic. They claim to have heard of heretic-based information, which is a telltale sign of someone who wants to put out information about their stay-hidden role without admitting their stay-hidden role. Seat 7 is either actually the pixie or they're the banshee trying to look good by pretending to be the pixie. They seemed very, like, unreceptive and disinterested in the fact that they could have continued to maintain their pixie madness. Like, pixie is not something that says if you were ever not mad as the role you were shown, you lose that chance forever. It's a constant check. It's not like a Serenovus can one-shot a pixie.
Yep.
That would be a silly interaction.
Yep,
so
I agree.
Could possibly be a banshee trying to just look good. So I sort of want them to both be alive. I wouldn't mind if we sort of executed seat 2 and then killed off seat 3 in the night. I think we're sort of looking at our... But I would also be happy with the other order there.
Like, okay.
I think those are the next two kills. We do want to keep trying to get information from seat 8, but it's hard to... Might be hard to do that with the Oracle 1 claim. Hopefully we can frame seat 1 as evil. I assume they're still claiming fisherman.
Seat 1 is claiming fisherman, and neither of your minions have been able to get any information out of them.
Yeah, so seat 1 is either a fisherman who has advice related to a heretic, or a heretic hiding behind a fisherman bluff.
Mm-hmm. It's probably one of those things. I agree.
So, yeah, we want seat 3 and seat 2 dead.
Let's,
and we want to sort of reevaluate...
Let's simplify this down a little bit. Let's say that we get seat 3 executed and seat 2 dies in the night.
Yeah, and I'm assuming we don't get a banshee screech.
You do not get a banshee screech off of either of those.
Yeah, so...
So now we're in the tricky part.
My guess is this was probably a heretic game based on how seat 1 the fisherman is acting.
Okay.
No one has been able to get their advice out of them, which indicates that it's advice they think needs to stay hidden.
It either confirms or denies a heretic game. It's one of those two.
Right. And it probably, it more likely confirms it, I think. I think if it denied it, they'd be a little more free with it. Either way, they should be making up other advice to cover for the fact rather than making it clear that their advice is heretic related. I do suspect that the heretic and banshee options remain in seat 7 and seat 8. I think if we kill off seat 5 tonight, they'll likely pick seat 7 with their klutz pick, which is fine with us. I don't think we can be quite confident enough to have seat 9 kill themselves, though I do suspect it's more likely than not to be a heretic game based on how seat 1 and seat 8 are acting.
All right, so basically your call is that regarding heretic, you think it is a heretic game?
I think it's more likely than not to be a heretic game based off what seat 1 and seat 8 have done, which means I would be comfortable with seat 9 using their own intuition and advice to make the choice whether to kill themselves or not.
We're not going to play out that part.
Yeah, I'm happy to let them make that call. Like, I think it's a good enough chance that I'll let them trust their own intuition, and I will live and die with their choice of whether to kill themselves.
Is there a banshee, and if so, where is it?
If there's a banshee, it's seat 7, almost certainly.
Okay.
But it could possibly be seat 8. It's never seat 5. Seat 5 was too eager to die during the day.
All right. I think that's all pretty good reads. Let's just go ahead and go through the Grim, because you've got most of it sorted out. It is, in fact, a heretic game. The only thing you've sort of missed is that the heretic is, in fact, bluffing as a different outsider, and the player in seat 5 is, in fact, the heretic. The player in seat 8, as you guessed, was either the heretic or the banshee. Since they're not the heretic, they must be the banshee. And the player in seat 7 is a pixie, learned about the general, talked to a klutz, and thought, I'll out that the general is confirmed to help the klutz make a pick. Seat 9 is your imp. Seat 10 is the mutant. Seat 11 is the drunk empath. 12 is the oracle, as they said. Seat 2 is the general, confirmed by the pixie. Seat 6 was always the snake charmer. I never changed their thing. And they just confirmed the player in seat 12 as not the demon.
So seat 1 fisherman advice was basically it's a heretic.
It's a heretic game. Yep.
Yeah.
I think this is valuable because a lot of times storytellers will give fishermen or savants in a heretic game information related to the heretic. And rather than just hide that you have information at all, which might reveal to the evil team that you have something worth hiding, you might want to come up with something else.
Yeah. It's like lots of fisherman advice can be of the form of do this related to one specific secret character. And that's good fisherman advice. Like something I've quite like to do is in damsel games, tell the fisherman, hey, go to this player and give them a bluff. And don't tell anyone else that you were given this advice. Because mm-hmm. That lets the damsel trust a player, have a safe bluff, and use that safe bluff. But if you're going to do that, you as the fisherman probably want to then go make up some advice and not indicate that you've gotten damsel-related advice by hiding it. And it's the same paradigm. Like if I still have the imp token, like after when I died, killed myself specifically so I could go look more trusted and get information from some of these good players. But if I still had the imp token, I would have killed myself.
Yeah.
With both minions dead, with both other evils dead, with that fisherman advice and with what C-Date was saying.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we've pretty much covered it. I think we've covered the Banshee and the Heretic quite nicely here, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Let's. You want to hop into the potion shop real quick? Say goodbye.
Yep. Let's see. What things are coming up? Vegas Clock Tower Con in October. Tickets are on sale at VegasClockTowerCon.com. Mm-hmm. Clock Tower conventions are great. You should go and stay tuned because we have some free tickets to give away.
That's right. And we're going to have a special guest come on and join us. A couple of special guests, actually, we have lined up now because we have our winner from the Clock Tower Con auction, the charity auction that we did. And we also will have a special guest from Vegas come on mm-hmm. with us to shill with us for their convention. So should be a good time. I think that's about it. So until next time, may your scenarios stay grim. See you, everybody. Woo-hoo.